May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It's like standing on holy ground. Those moments when worlds collide, those places where old traditions meet new life. It's like standing on holy ground. The disciples knew that to be true when they stood on a hillside near Jerusalem and watched in amazement as their teacher, their leader, their friend, their Messiah was lifted up into heaven on a cloud. Some of the artwork that depicts the moment of Jesus' ascension is pretty funny. There are lots of paintings with the disciples standing at the bottom of the picture, their heads turned up to heaven. And then at the top of the picture, where heaven is, I would suppose, there's just a pair of feet dangling down from the clouds. They're really great depictions, and I guess it's not an inaccurate depiction of the ascension based on what we read today in Acts. According to Acts, Jesus is talking with the disciples, answering another one of their misguided questions about the kingdom of God, giving them some more inspiring instructions about their call to ministry. And then suddenly, right before their eyes, he is lifted up and a cloud takes him into heaven, right before their eyes. The disciples are left standing there, looking up to heaven, probably trying to figure out what is going on, when suddenly two men in shining white robes appear and try to bring their attention back down from heaven, back down to earth, and to Jesus' call and his commission for them. Now, everything around them is shifting, but the disciples did what Jesus had asked them to do. They returned to Jerusalem, and they waited there for the Holy Spirit to arrive. Now, it wasn't totally clear to them how the Holy Spirit was actually going to show up, and it wasn't totally clear to them how they would fulfill Jesus' commission. It wasn't clear how they were to share his message, not just in Jerusalem, but in all Judea, in Samaria, and even to the very ends of the earth. It wasn't clear yet how their old expectations of the Messiah would fit with this new vision of their ministry. So much was unclear. But the disciples did what they knew how to do. They gathered together and they prayed. They recognized that they were standing on holy ground, even in the midst of their uncertainty, even as everything was shifting around them. As they gathered and they prayed, I bet they also remembered. That they remembered how Jesus had spent those 40 days between his resurrection and his ascension, how he had spent those final precious days reinforcing all that he had tried to teach them throughout his 3 years of earthly ministry. It was a 40-day review course that he had. So he reminded them again, God's kingdom would not be like the return of the glorious old Davidic kingdom that they might have longed for. And he reminded them again, he would not fulfill their hope of driving out the Romans, of doing in the religious authorities, of overthrowing the rich and the powerful. The kingdom of God would, though, come into the world riding on their shoulders, the disciples' shoulders, not just Jesus' shoulders. And the kingdom would come through the work of their hands, the disciples' hands, not just his. The kingdom would come through the journey of their feet, the disciples' feet, not just his. The kingdom would come into this world through the work of the church. Jesus had come to reveal God's kingdom, but the work of the kingdom was now on the disciples' shoulders. It was in their hands. It was under their feet. The disciples' old expectations of the Messiah were giving way to a new vision of ministry. Two worlds were colliding. Old traditions were meeting new life, and the disciples were standing on holy ground. Those moments when those two worlds collide, old traditions meet new life, they are holy ground. That's how Zach Hunt describes what happened at his church on a Sunday morning in 2013. Zach is a Christian writer and speaker and blogger, and he chose to tell the story of that Sunday because he said it is too wonderful and grace-filled, too creative and too hopeful of a story not to share with as many people as possible. So here is what happened. Zach attends an evangelical church, but it's not one of those big mega churches. They have 150 to 200 people in worship on a Sunday morning. And they don't have many of the bells and whistles in worship, at least not the kinds of bells and whistles that a lot of evangelical churches might be known for. They don't have laser lights or fog machines or even a hipster pastor. So Zach was a little surprised by what happened that Sunday in 2013. You see, there was a 5-month-old baby in the congregation who was sick and wasn't able to be at church because of the antibiotics that he was on. The baby was scheduled for major heart surgery on Monday, and his parents really wanted him to be baptized before he went in for that operation. They couldn't bring the baby to church, though, because his immune system was compromised. So the pastor went to their house and baptized the baby. It was beautiful. But the congregation was sad because they couldn't be there to perform their traditional role in the baptism. They weren't there to make their promises to that child. So the pastor decided to think outside the box. During worship on Sunday morning, the day before the heart surgery, the pastor put a picture of the baby boy up on a screen at the front of the sanctuary. He asked everyone who could to take a picture of that picture with their cell phones. After the pictures were taken, the pastor read the traditional baptismal liturgy, just as he would have if the family and baby were there in worship. And when it was time for the congregation to respond, when it came time for them to make their promises, the pastor asked them to text the picture that they had just taken to the child's parents with two simple words: "We promise." Old traditions combined with new technology creates holy ground. Those moments when two worlds collide, those places where old traditions meet new life, they are indeed holy ground. We're going to stand on this holy ground together throughout this new worship series called Metamorphosis, Change in the Early Church and Today. We're going to use the book of Acts as our inspiration, and we're going to explore how the church in the first century dealt with change and what that can teach us about change in the 21st century. It will help us to remember that change has been a part of the church's life from the very beginning. Even before the Holy Spirit came and gave birth to the church, the disciples were grappling with the changes they would need to make in order to fulfill the commission that Jesus had given them. Jesus had called them to share his message in familiar places like Jerusalem and Judea. The disciples knew how to do that, but he also called them to share the good news in hostile places like Samaria and in places that were unknown to them, the very ends of the earth. The work of the kingdom was on their shoulders, in their hands, under their feet, and they were going to have to figure out how to grow and change in order to do the work that Jesus had called them to do. And if the earliest Christians could grow and change, maybe we can too. You probably noticed that we have a new image on the front of our bulletins for this worship series. And it's probably not a surprise that to illustrate metamorphosis, we chose the image of a chrysalis. What happens inside a chrysalis is the very definition of metamorphosis. And it's a marvel of nature. Just think about it. A creepy, crawly caterpillar spins a cocoon that becomes a chrysalis. Complete transformation happens inside of that structure, and then a beautiful butterfly emerges. And it's amazing because the caterpillar already has everything inside of it that is needed for that process of transformation. Maybe that is something for us to hold on to as we think about how the church has had to grow and change over the centuries. Maybe that is something for us to hold on to as we think about how we are called to grow and change even today. Maybe we can trust that when things are shifting all around us, even when the future is uncertain, we have already in our midst everything that we need in order to grow and change. God has given us what we need. We just have to let the transformation happen and see what beautiful things can emerge. You will also notice over on the left-hand side of the sanctuary that we have a canvas here. Chris Gillis is an amazing artist, and we are blessed that she is a member of this church and willing to share her gifts with us over the next 6 weeks. This canvas is going to look a little different. It's going to change. Sometimes a little, sometimes a lot, from week to week. So every Sunday when you come into the sanctuary, you can stop and look and see if you can find the transformation, see if you can find the changes. We won't know until the very end what amazing work of art Chris is going to create here. But we will get to watch it happen. And we're keeping the cross here too, this amazing cross that took all of our prayers from the season of Lent and turned them into beautiful flowers to adorn this cross. This is a reminder of the ways in which transformation has already happened in our midst. Transformation that has happened, change that is coming. The amazing thing is that we have in our midst everything that we need for the growth and change that God is calling us to do. And it is holy ground to stand at that place where old traditions meet new life. Honoring traditions, trying new things, those are hallmarks of who we are as a community of faith here at Old South Union Church, which means that we are already standing on holy ground right here, right now. Together, we get to see what beautiful things can emerge right in our midst if we allow for transformation to happen. Amen.